Then one day I met a friend who was wearing a very beautiful sweater. It was plain in color, but it had a lovely and unusual stitch. "Did you knit that sweater?" I asked her. "No," she answered. "It was done by a woman here in Paris." "What an interesting stitch," I continued. My friend had an explanation. The woman, her name is Mrs. Vidian, told me she learned a stitch in Armenia, her native country. Suddenly, I pictured a daring design knitted into such a sweater. Then an even more daring idea came to me. Why not open my own house of fashion? Why not design, make, and sell clothes from the house of Schiaparelli? I would do it, and I would begin with a sweater. I drew a bold black-and-white butterfly pattern and took it to Mrs. Vidian. She knitted it into a sweater. The result, I thought, was wonderful. Then came the test. I wore the sweater to a luncheon which people in the fashion business would attend. To my great pleasure, the sweater was noticed. In fact, the representative of a large New York store wanted 40 sweaters to be ready in 2 weeks. I accepted the order and walked out on a cloud of happiness. My cloud disappeared suddenly, however, when I stood in front of Mrs. Vidian. "But it took me almost a week to knit that one sweater," she said. 40 sweaters in 2 weeks? It is not possible." I was crushed to be so close to success and then to be blocked. Sadly, I walked away. All at once, I stopped short. There must be another way. This stitch did take special skill, but surely there must be other Armenian women in Paris who knew how to do it. I went back to Mrs. Vidian and explained my plan. She really didn't think it would work, but she agreed to help.